if you are attached to God, if you feel like you all belong together, you guys are in this thing together, you are one and the same, you're one, then we are more easily moved to want to be like Him.
And now for Attached to Thy Neighbor.
All right, I'm just going to dive into my message. So today, the title of my message is Attached to Thy Neighbor. Attached to Thy Neighbor. First, I'm going to read a verse. It's Matthew 22, 36 to 40. Matthew 22, 36 to 40. Master, which is the great commandment in the law? Jesus said unto them, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment, and the second is like unto it. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. Now let me explain a little bit of what this means from a conversation that I just had. I actually just got a word yesterday about this, so I'm super excited to share it because of the effect that it's having on my heart. Like, it was just so mind-opening, and I really hadn't seen it in this way ever before, and it just kind of opened my mind to understand what this verse really means, at least for me, and I wanted to share it. So actually, I convened with a group of pastors and business people that focus on empathic intelligence and learning how to navigate the world with God's empathy. So that's like the group that, you know, imparted this unto me. The way they explained this to me was that this sense of love for thy neighbor can be better described in a way we understand as attachment to thy neighbor. With yourself, you are attached. Like, you're in this together. Like, there's no way that you can escape. Like, you get in trouble, we get in trouble. Like, that's just how it is, you know? And so imagine with your parents, you attach to them and are influenced internally to be like them. But imagine if you're not attached to them. When you're not attached to your parents, and you just let them go off, do whatever they're gonna do, and you're like, that's not me, they have their own life, I have my own life. You're not influenced to move your moral center to be like theirs. Same thing with your friends. You are an accumulation of your five closest friends because you all attach to each other, you're in things together, and you move to be more like each other, even down to your morals. And the same happens with God in us. If you are attached to God, if you feel like you all belong together, you guys are in this thing together, you are one and the same, you're one, then we are more easily moved to want to be like Him. But when we are resistant to that attachment, then there are usually wedges between us and God's morals. And so that attachment actually is one of the most powerful forces, if not the most powerful force, to move people's moral centers to be like yours. Like, when you see me, you will be like me. Like, this kind of move to be like each other is often happening just from the simple fact of us attaching to each other. And that's one of the major reasons why that love, like just focusing on loving others, just focusing on making sure that you guys are having a clean and healthy relationship between each other, that attachment even moves our moral center, which is one of the most important parts of our lives. And then this, as it relates to yourself, you are the only person you will always be attached to. And so when God is using that as an anchor, He's like, this is an anchor thing that you always have with yourself. For when you lose the understanding of what I'm meaning by love thy neighbor as thyself, think about this with you. You will always be attached to yourself. You'll never leave yourself behind. If there's hope, you can be salvaged. And the Lord seems to be comparing this feeling in yourself to what you should have with your neighbor. When people do leave themselves behind with things like taking their own lives, that's often because they lose hope of being salvaged and seeing a brighter day. However, the Bible also says in Matthew 5:29, if your right eye causes you to stumble, gouge it out and throw it away. It is better for you to lose one part of your body than for your whole body to be thrown into hell. And if your right hand causes you to stumble, cut it off and throw it away. It is better for you to lose one part of your body than for your whole body to go into hell. Now, understand, what is He doing here? This is how He directs you to actually love yourself. At this point, He's literally talking about just your body. He's not even talking about externally anymore. He's just saying, this is how I'm going to direct you to love yourself. That first part of love thy neighbor as thyself, right? So He's directing you, love yourself in this way, and then love your neighbor in that same way. No one wants to cut off their own limbs. Many people would rather, honestly, just have someone kill them than to willfully go through that pain. It's excruciating. And that's like the balance between these things. Like, it's very hard to let go, but it's very hard to make that decision to let go whenever you need to. But Jesus describes that cutting off of those limbs, it's the way to go, even if excruciatingly painful, if that's going to cause you to stumble and end up in hell. There's a line, there's a barrier there that must be respected and honored by bringing God's decision-making into it. This is how it feels to cut off some of our relationships. It feels excruciating, like you're cutting off your own arm when it pulls against what the Word of God wants in our lives. So think, if you have a diseased arm, you will cut it off to save the rest of your body. This is what doctors will do for you. Otherwise, your whole body will die, and that latter outcome would not just about ever be better than the former. So how do we balance this? What it seems to me is that Jesus is telling us, salvage it if there's a possibility you can. Cut it off if there's no possibility, and wait for the possibility to reappear. And this is what God does oftentimes, even with us, whenever he'll leave the 99 sheep to go and get the one. If there's a possibility that reappears, he comes. And I will send down an army to find you in the middle of the darkest night. It's true. I will rescue you. That's not necessarily a biblical, but that's the song, you know. Some people may have a resistance to a disease, so you may send others to help you heal them, like a good doctor. But if you are vulnerable and might fall yourself, it is better that you cut ties until an opportune time. But in the end, salvage your relationships with the same fervor you would as if it were your own right arm being cut off. That is what I think God will look into your heart to see. So that's just my encouragement today. Don't worry about all these other little things. Literally, get your life right, right? Get your moral center right, in alignment with God. Get your steps in alignment with God. And then as you do that, attach yourself to others. Attach to your neighbor. Don't leave them behind. Don't just treat them like they don't matter to you, but attach to them. And then if it can be salvaged, salvage whatever can be salvaged. If it cannot be salvaged, cut it off until an opportune time. And so that's just my encouragement for whoever needed to hear that in the audience today. I just know that it was really impactful, you know, for me to hear that from my elders that are studying this empathic intelligence with a fervor, putting God at the center. I hope you all have a blessed day. Thank you.
You are listening to brothersoftheword.com. This was the message titled Attached to Thy Neighbor by Joseph Bronner. This message is number 6647. That's 6647. To listen to thousands of free messages or to send this message number 6647 to a friend, go to brothersoftheword.com.
If this message has been a blessing to you and you would like to help support this ministry, go to iwanttogive.com. That's iwanttogive.com.
Listen to brothersoftheword.com often because, brother, you need the word.